Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, Mana Suckers? Welcome to the first episode of No Filter with Michael Blackson. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm here with, of course.
Hey, this is Chinese best friend. Mike, finally, the whole world get to see what your thoughts are in your mouth. The African King of Comedies podcast.
Well, listen, man, you know, I have a wonderful show for you guys tonight. We have a wonderful show for you guys tonight. Since I didn't start the show January 1st, I'm going to kind of like do a recap of what 2021 has been like. But before we even do that, I'm going to let you guys know my special guest tonight is a very good friend of mine, very funny comedian. He's been on Comic View. He's been in movies like Think Like a Man, Daddy Daycare, and Meet the Blacks. I'm sure you've heard of him, unless you're white. He's the Tina Marie of comedy. My nigga Gary Owens in the house tonight, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's have a recap of 2021. We know what 2020 did to us. It was a fucked up year. I think everybody died. I think we're probably the only ones alive from 2020. A recap of 2021. Okay, let's go back to the beginning. Let's see what happened at the beginning of this year. Trump supporters, okay? I mean, I've never seen white people this pissed ever in my damn life, okay? I mean, these guys stormed into the Capitol to take back a country that they stole in the first place, motherfucker. Okay? The last person that ran up into a building to take back some shit that belonged to himself, it was O.J. Simpson, and we knew where the fuck that shit ended up. In jail, motherfucker. Exactly where these fuckers need to be, all in jail like O.J., okay? I mean, white people were very pissed, and they were even more pissed in 1989 when Magic Johnson Lakers beat Larry Bird Celtics, okay? That's how pissed Trump supporters were. America has a new president. That's right. He's a new president.
Yay! Yes. Welcome, Joe United Biden.
States, United States got a new president, but this new president is old as fuck, okay? It's like a having Biden as a president is like getting a brand new iPhone 2. It's like an old new president. It's like getting a Michael Jordan retro sneakers for Christmas. Like an old new. I just call him the old new nigga. That's what I'm going to call Biden from here on. Of course, we got the first ever female vice president. Give it up for that. Yes. Woo-hoo. The first female vice president. I mean, this woman has a whole bunch of nationalities in her. She's mixed with everything. I mean, she has more nationalities in her than Kim Kardashian has had in her. What else happened in 2021? Hey, Gorilla Glue. That's right. This dumb chick put Gorilla Glue on here. It was stuck in her hair for a very long time, okay? I mean, her hair was stiffer than a white person on Soul Train. Okay, the bitch here was hard as fuck. It was harder than Chinese math. Gorilla Glue, if you're listening, please make Gorilla Glue condoms at least so we know that it won't come off and you will save a lot of us niggas some child support. Shout out to my nigga Tiger Woods. Please make a speedy recovery, okay? Because last time Tiger was injured this bad, his ex-wife beat the shit out of that nigga for fucking a bunch of bitches. So get well very soon. My nigga Tiger Woods, I love you. Lady Gaga, she got a dog back. Okay, woof woof. Shout out to the dog, the little chihuahua, little woof.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to my girl. She got her puppy back, her little chihuahua.
Yeah.
Puppy dog, you know. She put out a $500,000 reward.
Wow.
For the return of the dog. Said, no wow. question asked.
What?
No question asked. Like, she pretty much, like, fuck her dog no walker that got shot. Fuck the dog walker
was
that got shot.
Was there any reward for the dog walker?
No fucking reward for the dog walker. Just bring my fucking puppy back, okay? Fuck that guy that's in the hospital sharing rooms with Tiger Woods. With a, she didn't give a fuck about the poor dog walker. Yeah, that's crazy, man. I mean, that guy took a bullet for the dog.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, he held... So it was three dogs. So one was held in his arm.
Yeah.
And he was not letting that dog go. I mean, he took all kinds of gunshots for a fucking French poodle.
Yeah. Lady Gaga deserves to throw at least like $50 reward for the shooter, right? Or something.
No, come on, man.
There's nothing. There's no zero reward for the shooter.
The fucking guy is like bleeding to death with a fucking French poodle in his hand. And
no, it's a French bulldog, Mike. Not a poodle.
Bulldog or poodle?
A poodle is less than the French bulldog. The poodles are cheaper.
Fuck regardless. It's fucking, it wasn't Lassie, motherfucker. Okay? You should have let that dog go. What else happened in the beginning of the year? Tom Brady.
Congratulations, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady won another Super Bowl. Seven fucking Super Bowls.
What?
This guy, this is how great Tom Brady is. He's definitely the GOAT to me. Like, seven Super Bowls. He went to a team that used to lose in practice. Okay, I mean, Tampa Bay were losing to themselves. He went to that team and fucking won the Super Bowl. Okay, this guy could win the Super Bowl with any fucking body. I guarantee you, he could win the Super Bowl with me, Morgan Freeman, two midgets, and Caitlyn Jenner. Tom, we're all ready for you. Just whenever I would be whatever I need to be. What position you think I'll be good at?
You'll be good at like kicker. Maybe catcher? You can't catch anything.
Another recent news. Bobby Shmurda is out of jail.
Congratulations, Bobby Shmurda.
Congratulations, man. This guy did six whole years.
Six.
And he even did more time just so his buddy could do less time.
Wow, what a nice guy.
God, where is Tekashi 69?
He is like a Tekashi 96 separate.
Oh, my God. Yes. Shout out to him for sticking in there. And the only thing that I was confused about, because I mean he's one of the leaders of the dark skin committee.
He is?
Yeah. If I am midnight, he's definitely about 12:30 a.m. Akon is 2 a.m. Akon is like, so I'm like, how the hell a guy this dark stay in jail that long?
Yeah.
All he nigga had to do was just close his eyes, walk out butt naked after 9 p.m. He would have been home 6 years ago. Okay. But thanks for coming home. My nigga, yes. But yeah, besides that, hey man, this is our first show. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Man. What the fuck else is going on?
Very excited.
Let's go.
I hope there's a lot of people listening to us or none, or I don't know.
Let me tell you right now, okay? This is No Filter Michael Blackson.
Yeah.
If you're sensitive, don't fucking watch. Don't listen to the show. Martha Stewart is on the next block. Go listen to Martha Stewart or Dionne Warwick, okay? Let the show begin, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday, March the 2nd, Manasaka. TD Tuesday. I'm Michael Blackson. I'm your host, man. I got my Chinese best friend.
Hey, it's Chinese best friend. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good, man. How's everything?
Oh, good. Just hanging in there. Tired of wearing a fucking mask.
You tired already?
Yeah. Mask everywhere. Everywhere you go. Mask, mask, mask.
I have to get used to it, man. I think it's going to be around for many, many years.
Chinese really? Friend. Like how many years?
I would say at least, I don't know, 3 years maybe?
3 years. Michael Jackson's been wearing masks for 30 years.
Exactly. He knew what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, he knew. He knew. He gave us a warning in advance, but no one listened.
And he been wearing gloves, too.
Yeah. Would you start wearing gloves from now on every time you perform?
I'm not wearing fucking gloves, man. What the fuck am I wearing gloves for?
I don't know. To beat it.
Pause.
To beat the corona. Hey, great outfit you're wearing today, Michael Blackson.
Nah, thank you, man. Now, let's go yours first. You wear this Chicago Bulls hat that has a Gucci sign on the left. What the fuck? What is it, Gucci or is it Chicago Bulls?
Chicago Bulls, and I don't know what's the rest. Like,
no, there's a Gucci colors on the side of it.
Oh, I had no idea, Mike.
Yeah, I don't wear Gucci. I started wearing Gucci after they had that black face.
I
thought it was trying to make fun of me when I wanted to wear that black face.
Yeah, you were putting all your Gucci outfit to donation.
I haven't worn them yet since. It's for sale. You want to buy any?
No, I don't want to buy it. This is not Gucci, though.
I know it's not, man.
Yeah.
Gucci's not allowed in my house.
What is this called? Your outfit today looks really good. It looks like a kindergarten kid drew it all. What you wearing, Michael Blackson?
It's a clothing by this company called Embellish. But then I got the Versace belt with the Versace shoes. See, this is what I do. You know what? We have to start doing like women. Huh? Women only buy expensive bags.
Yeah.
And expensive shoes, and they throw some bullshit Fashion Nova or some fucking Easy Pickings or some shit from fucking Forever 22, whatever the fuck the age is. That's what they do. They just care about the expensive shoes and the purse. Because longer you have expensive shoes and a nice purse, they're going to automatically assume your outfit is expensive.
Wow.
The average outfit of a fucking woman is $12.80.
Wow.
And then the average price of the bag is $3,000. And the shoes is $1,000, so they spend $4,012.80 on the outfit.
You're really good at math, Michael Blackson.
I am.
Were you all ace?
At math, I was. Social studies and science, I didn't care much about science. I didn't care about chemistry. It was so fucking hard for me. What was your hard subject? What subject you had a problem with in school?
I have a problem with mechanics class. Yeah. I couldn't put the engine together.
But that's like extracurricular, like, just like I had cooking. You had mechanic?
Yeah, I had cooking too.
I had cooking because I like to eat.
Yeah, I didn't learn anything there.
So you did mechanic. That's why you know so much about cars. Every time your car...
Yeah, I told you. Almost blow up on us. Yeah. I pick you up in a Range Rover.
And
it literally blow up on us. And I was
smoking.
Like, Mike, don't worry. It's easy fix. I just drove you back home. 2 minutes.
And then why was it smoking in the first place?
Nah, it was just a little hose problem. Yeah.
I got
it's your problem. It's your problem. Hoses. Yeah. There's a hose leak. The story of your life. Yeah, hose problems. I got hose problems. Yeah.
As long as they don't leak, motherfucker. I don't need none of my hose to leak. I don't need nothing leaking.
Yeah, I fixed the leaking problem. $2.99 at AutoZone.
What shirt is that? What are you wearing?
Yeah, I'm wearing... It's a triple OG shirt given to me by Michael Blackson.
I gave you that?
Yeah, you gave me this.
I didn't give you that shit.
Every fucking outfit I'm wearing, you give to me.
Well, it was free clothes. It's from like people that make them.
Yeah, it looks nice.
You saving some money at least.
Yeah, it looks like...
It looks like the old Gucci.
Gucci? Gucci.
Not Gucci. What's Gucci? It called? Yeah, it's like COOGI or something. Gucci, that's it.
Yeah.
Like what Biggie them used to wear back in the day and like...
Really?
Run DMC, yeah. It's an old brand from back in the day. Nobody wears it no more. Just like nobody... Huh? Nobody fucking wear that shit anymore. Nobody in their right mind. Maybe... You know who's wearing those now? Guys who go to jail, come out of jail, and then they've been gone for 30 years and have no clue that things have changed.
Oh, it's the same thing as my life, Mike. What the fuck?
No. These guys will go to jail for 30 years to come out and they go put their old jewelry on. I'm like, motherfucker, nobody's wearing a herringbone anymore, okay? We on like Cuban links, okay? Nobody wearing a Dookie Fat Rope chain. You are not Scoop and Scrap from Big Daddy Kane Group. You are not Run D motherfucking MC, okay?
The baggy pants.
If you was never, what the fuck is your job? You like.
I sell real estate, Michael Blackson. Yeah.
I haven't seen you sell anything in the past since...
No, I sold something like 3 months ago.
That's a long time.
Yeah, all you need is one hit wonder, and then you're good for like a few months. And
oh.
I do hard money loans, for flippers, yeah.
So how hard is that loan?
Yeah, it's like 8-10% interest rate.
That's not that bad, though.
Yeah, for short term.
I'm saying, that's like my credit's fucked up. So if I was to get a loan anyway, I'll be looking at 12%. So I'm better off coming with you.
Yeah, if you, what is that called? Only for a quick flip, you know. Short term.
Y'all don't do long terms?
No, I don't do it. The most is 1 year, yeah.
That's the longest term, 1 year?
Yeah, for those flippers, yeah. Because it's bank-owned property.
So if I borrowed $1 million, if I don't have it back in a year, if I borrowed $1 million and I don't get it back to you in a year, what are you guys going to do to me?
Yeah, we're going to foreclose on your house and we're going to take one of your balls. That's all. Yeah, nothing big.
So when your shit say it costs an arm and a leg, you really mean that, huh?
No, an arm and a balls. No, we just extend your loan. We don't do anything tragic like that. Okay. Or foreclose on your house. It's okay.
Well, I know one person that probably hopefully will never need a loan anymore because hardworking comedian just like myself. This guy's been doing his thing for as long as I have. In fact, we'll talk about it when he come on this podcast. He's probably the whitest black comedian.
Really? I can't wait to meet your friend.
Yeah, he's a black comedian.
Really?
I don't think any white person know this nigga.
Oh.
He goes out in the street, black people rush him, and the white people are like, who the fuck is that white guy that the black people are hugging? Gary Owen, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! Here she comes, Miss America.
Oh, Carolina? Carolina got a nice... Carolina, come and show them your ass. Look at that.
Real ass matters.
It's real ass matters?
Yeah.
No BBL. Nothing was transferred from like... Nothing.
Not yet.
You didn't transfer.
I'm working on getting my fat first.
You're working on gaining weight first? Is that what a woman have to do? You have to gain weight to lose it?
To put it in the right spot, for example.
Well, why don't you just grow in the right spot? What do you do? Can you just direct?
Yummy.
Then now, look, all right. Damn, her ass is. Was this like an ass day? Kiki, can I see? Oh my goodness, Kiki.
Mike, today is twerking Thursday.
It's not fucking Thursday.
It's Thursday.
I told Mike he should have a white Wednesday.
Yeah.
Nothing Mike. But white girls on Wednesday.
That's right. You look good.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
Yeah, he can't see. He's married. Yeah.
Saw nothing.
Show him that ring. That's it. That's like...
Can't even take it
so
off.
So your wife don't let you do nothing at all? Like, she won't let you just bring home some pussy one day, just like... Hey, Gary, you know, you've been a great guy. Here's some extra
April
pussy.
Fools.
Yeah.
Goodness, man. You see, here's the thing. Those contracts have to be done before marriage. You see, you got married, like, how long you been married?
18.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They weren't agreeing to those contracts back then. Thank you. This shit looked very
strong. You guys
want
to talk about my career? Let's get...
I mean, this podcast, we don't really give a fuck about careers. We're just more like into titties and ass, but I guess you...
Wow. Wow, thanks for having me on, Mike.
You're welcome. You know, I bring you here to get you in trouble. Men that come here get divorced a week later. So,
when's this going to air?
Hopefully tomorrow. You be divorced.
That's what I got to know. That's when I got a week left.
Oh, man. But fuck. Well, let's talk about some stand-up. We go back... I did your podcast. I'm not sure when it air, whatever.
It's going to air March 4th, Mike.
March 4th, my pike. Okay, good.
Oh, what am I watching?
Are you watching porn in the middle of the show, Chinese?
No.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I had no idea it was going.
This came up on this. Is this the first episode?
It's about to be the fucking last we keep this shit up.
Oh, it must be Gary Owen's podcast.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it automatically played.
Leave it on. Just let it silent.
Just let it play. We just go sit out there. And let the fucking. All right. So we go. Me and Gary married 18 years. Remember when you started stand up?
Mm-hmm.
What year was that?
First time I went on stage was 95 or 96, and then it went bad. So I didn't go up for another 2 years.
Whoa, that's a long time, Gary.
Yeah.
How bad was it?
Two things happened. I was at the Comedy Store in La Jolla, California, in San Diego, mm-hmm. and I thought. First night of open mic, I go, this is it, a star is born.
That's your first night of open mic.
Yeah. So I thought, a star is born. I thought, this is it, I'm going to get discovered. You know what I mean? In your
That's
brain.
How it was back then, man.
And then I go up, and there was probably 10 people in the audience, but like 20 comics in the back. Yes. And the comics started heckling. They weren't heckling. They were doing the comic laugh. You know what I mean?
So wrong.
So yeah. I remember I was 19 or 20. I was 19, but I was under 21. But I said, hey, all you comics in the back, go ahead and keep heckling. I go, I'm not 21. I've been drinking in this club all night. Why don't I call the cops and shut this motherfucker down? It was like the movie. The lights clicked off. The mic clicked off. Oh. Some guy came and literally put me up by the back of my shirt and threw me out.
Wow.
And this guy named Fred, who had, he won $100,000 on America's Funniest People. He had like the crutches.
What, the thing on ABC, the funniest video of people?
I think it was the funniest people back then. But he won in like 91. He was an older guy. He had the weird legs that you need the crutches to walk. And he was the managed GM of the club. And I just remember he came on his crutches and I'm on the ground. He goes, don't ever come back. And I go, am I in a Farley Brother movie? What is going on? So it took me like a year to get the nerve to go back up.
Damn.
Wow. Because of that night. Well, like you don't know where to go up. So in my world, living in San Diego, the only comedy club was the La Jolla Comedy Store.
You was in the service, in the Navy.
I was in the Navy. So I was like, I didn't know where to go up. I just thought that was it. If I can't go up there, I don't know where else to go up.
I think the Navy is like where this all the poor children always goes in the service. For some reason, I was like, you don't have money for college. Let's be real. You have no money for college. Yep. So either you're going to work or go into the service.
That's fact.
When I got out of high school, I was broke. I tried to go to the Army, but I couldn't go because I didn't have a green card. I was legal to work and stay in America, but not legal. I wasn't a permanent resident, so they wouldn't let me go in the Army. So I had to keep working. Yeah, it sucks.
Well, I was goddamn.
So you started, then that was, you was like 1920.
I was 19, 20 years old, and then it took a year. And then I started to ask around, like, some of the brothers that I was in the Navy with. I was like, yo, I'm still want to do stand-up, man. Where can I go up? And they start telling
What make you even want to go up in the first place? Is somebody like, was it like a
No, dare? I always wanted to be a stand-up. The whole goal and to join the Navy was they had a lot of bases in California. In my mind, the whole state was L.A. I never really been, so I'm thinking David Lee Roth's video, California Girls. I thought the whole state was like L.A.
Hollywood.
I didn't know there was a Fresno, a Eureka, a Bakersfield. I thought the whole state was L.A. So I got to San Diego. That's why I thought, oh, this is it. I just assumed Jim Carrey, Chris Rock was going to be there. I thought this is the only comedy club in the state of California. I just didn't know. And then after a year, I was telling some of the brothers I was in the Navy with. I said, man, I want to go up. Man, I want to be a stand-up. They told me all the quote-unquote hood spots in San Diego. So that's why I started doing all the black rooms. Because I could get on stage. And then I just kept getting better.
Oh, yeah. Those white rooms were so strict. When I started open mic, the club managers would pull you up according to where you're known in the club. So either you're going to go up early or last. If you go up early, it's barely nobody there. If you go on last, there's only more comedians left. Mm-hmm. So as you build your portfolio, the more they get to know you, the better you got, the better spot you'll get.
Was that the Laugh House?
No, that was at the place Comedy Works. You know, I think there's one in Denver, but it was a Comedy Works in Philly.
Oh, really?
It was. It's not there anymore. But then that was Wednesday night. And then Monday, the Laugh House had open mic. I found it out while I was. But open mic there was, back then it was called It was the Funny Bone.
Or the Laugh House.
The Laugh House was the Funny Bone, okay. Originally. It was the Funny Bone. So they had open mic on Mondays. Now, the difference with the open mic at the Funny Bone compared to Comedy Works is Funny Bone, first come, first serve. Meaning if you get in line, if you're the first one in line, you get to pick the spot you get to go on. So spot 1 to 20, if I'm like number one in line, I'll go pick like number 8. That's a good spot. You're right in the middle of the show. Should be a nice crowd there. Everybody should be there. The later you arrive, the worse spot you get.
I never heard of a comic club doing that.
That's how it was back in.
Would the line be long?
Oh, line be long as fuck.
And only 20 of you got on.
I think they went up to like 25, you know, and then after that.
So no still, more. There's a line of like 100 people.
Well, no, it wasn't that many comics. Not that many comics in Philly. It wasn't that many. It's not like some kind of competition. Like in, you go to New York for like an ABC competition where you have to stand in line. And it's like 100 people.
Yeah.
And they don't. You go in there audition for like 1 minute. You have to prove 1 minute. Who the hell can prove themselves in 1 minute?
Well, that's what happened when I started going up in L.A.
Okay.
First time I went up in L.A. was a place called The Rage on Santa Monica. I didn't know it was a gay bar until I got there.
What happens? Somebody put a dick in your mouth?
No, no, Mike. Don't put a dick in my mouth.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. No. So I'm calling L.A. Like I'm making a little name for myself in San Diego, right? Mm-hmm. I'm getting regular spots now. So I start calling. I'm ready to go to L.A. So I start calling every club. Obviously, the Comedy Store, they go, you got to wait in line this night. Every club, there's a long wait. I said, I live in San Diego. I can't go there. Wait. The Rage said, yeah, we have a talent show. No, we have a variety show every Tuesday. You get here at 4, you sign up. If you make the show, you come back at 9 to find out if you made the show. If you made the show starts 10. So I took a day off, drove up. 4 o'clock, I signed up. Nobody's there. 9 o'clock, I came back. They said, you're on the show. You're the 9th to 10 acts. I go, awesome. 10 o'clock comes, the crowd started to come. I was like, there's a lot of dudes here. So everybody sang. Like it was 8 singers. And then I go up, straight white male. Like it seemed like there was thousands. There's all the gay dudes in the world that night. So I go up. I didn't get the first half of my joke out, right? First, there was no energy. They said, Nancy got a comedian, Garrett. I got up there, and all I heard was the energy left. I told like half a joke, and I heard one lonely boo. And it was like, boo. And then it was like the whole crowd joined in. It was like, boo, boo. I was like this. What the fuck? I didn't get a joke out yet. And I got booed and I got gonged because the two guys came out with the Pulp Fiction ball thing that Ving Rhames had.
Oh, my God.
Two guys came out pulling a wagon and this guy was dressed in drag. He was like he was heavy. He was like the big queen and he had the gong. And they pulled him over to the gong and he was like, bing. And that's when they all went nuts. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? So my dumb ass, being a never been to LA comedian, I stay. I might make some contacts tonight. So I'm being booed. I bing gong. I'm in the bathroom, right? I'm washing my hands.
That's why I put a dick in your mouth.
No. So I'm washing my hands and this guy goes, hey, this isn't the right crowd for you. He goes, but if you need a massage, and he literally put his card in my pocket. I had a pocket of a shirt. I go,
who the fuck got a pocket in front of that shirt? What kind of
shirt? Dude, it was like 97.
You had like a members only shirt?
No, I had a t-shirt and it was one of them like just shirts, button down short sleeve shirt. I don't know.
And it had a pocket in front.
Little thing. You can slid something in there, right?
Mike, you have one right now. A bucket in
there. Yeah, you got a pocket right there.
Yeah.
So then
you got two buckets.
But there was a girl there named Dee Dee Rainbow, a comedian, right? She came up to me after the show and she goes, hey, I only heard 30 seconds, but it seemed like your joke would have been funny if they would let you get it out. So she said, you can come to the Comedy Store, the belly room. This lady named Kathy Lewis does Monday nights there, but she charged you to go up. She charged you $5 to get on her show. And in my world, I was like, I was trying to get up in L.A. So that was really where I got to going up in L.A. for the first time. And then I would drive back down to San Diego. And then I started to get regular spots. So I would get off work at 4 in the Navy, drive up to LA for maybe a 9 or 10 p.m. spot at the Comedy Act Theater or Mavericks Flat or something like that. And then I'd drive back down, be at work.
So you was forced into a black audience. It's not like that. It's not like you said, I'm Duke Stem, I'm going to go do black. You was kind of like pushed into it by.
It's where I could get stage time.
Got you.
Because I did stand outside the Comedy Store, the Sunday where all the comics that want to be paid regulars. I stood out there for 3 hours numerous times, right? And I was in the Navy, so I'm living in San Diego, but I'm preparing myself to get out to make the move to LA. And I'll never forget, I waited in line, finally got on, right? You're going to showcase this day. 5 people are showcasing. It was 4 girls and me. I'll never forget it. And I was the 5th one out of the showcase. Hopefully you get to be a paid regular. And I got up there. And Mitzi Shore had the 4 girls around her talking to them about their sets. She never watched my set. So I was like, and not to sound conceited, but I clearly had the best set out of the 5 people that night.
This is after the show.
She watches your set and she's like the gatekeeper. She decides if you're going to be a paid regular.
Okay.
So when I got up, you know, it's in the regular room. It's not the big room. It was in the original room, not the main room. So I'm looking in the back and I could see her talking to the 4 girls. She's not watching my set. So then I called the next day and said, yeah, you didn't make it. And I go,
bitch, you didn't even watch me.
That's what I said. I didn't say bitch. I probably did. I hung up. But I was like, you didn't even watch. So I just went, I told myself, I'll never go up in this fucking club as long as I live until Guy Tori's Fat Tuesday, which is the urban night, black night, ended up me and Kenya, my wife, we ended up taking it over from Guy Tori. Nobody knew it because Guy was going to let it go. He was getting too busy. And I said, you can't let it go, dude. That's like a staple. So I said, let me take it over. I won't change nothing. I didn't change the name. I didn't change security. I didn't change anything. Nobody knew we were running it for like 2 years.
Who was hosting? Just different people?
Yeah, like Dan and Green was hosting for a while. And Earthquake was a host for a little while. George Wilmer was host for a little while. We were rotating hosts.
So that had to been like more like after like 2002-ish?
It was around 2000, 2001, 2002. Yeah. And then comics would talk shit about me and didn't even know it was getting back.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, No Filter with Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Marasokas. Stop what you are doing right now and go find No Filter with Michael Blackson iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
For real.
And that's what I almost got in a fight with Keith Kloss.
Who the fuck is that?
He used to play for the Clippers. He's like 7'1". Remember Keith Kloss?
Yeah,
he had
Keith Kloss.
He had the freckles.
Oh, Santa Claus's brother.
Shut the fuck
up. I'm just joking.
Dude.
Kiki, can you add more mango to this? Suck. I just want to see your ass in front. Can you add more mango to that?
Hey, Michael Blackson, what is this called?
Oh, but talking about the Comedy Store. You know, that's why I got my big break.
Comedy Store?
Yes.
You got next Friday, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So I was there that night.
You was there that night when they came to see Mike Epps.
Yeah. They weren't there to see you.
They were there to see Mike Epps.
Yeah, I remember.
So Ice Cube came out to see Mike Epps, and I just happened to be performing that same night. But I didn't get the part from there. I still had an audition. It's not like nothing was handed to me. So what happened was I performed, and then I think Ice Cube liked what I did, so he called the, who's the girl that was booking it?
At that time?
Yeah. In 1999.
Oh my God. What was the guy's girl name? Not Stacy.
No, not Stacy. If you said a name, I would know.
God dang it.
Whatever it is, she hit up Guy Tori. She said, hey Guy, Ice Cube didn't want Mike to go read for a production call next Friday. I didn't think about it. I had no idea it was a sequel to Friday.
Really?
Right. I didn't know. I just saw like next Friday. I didn't know what I thought it meant, like I'll come and read this shit, not this Friday, but next Friday. I had no clue what the fuck it was. So I got it. I didn't know what the movie was about. Like, I'm on Friday coming out, but it's been like almost 5 years.
Yeah.
I went and auditioned for it. I remember going to audition in front of Kim Harden and Steve Carr, who was the director.
Yeah, Steve. I did two movies with Steve.
For real. Steve is great, man. He's still, I mean, what is he doing now?
I don't know. We did two. We did Daddy Daycare and we did Ride Along.
Oh,
together.
I saw you in Daddy Daycare.
Yeah, I know. I was in it.
God damn it. Mark Wahlberg.
Was that Eddie Murphy?
Mark Wahlberg was there, right?
It was Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
Then that's when I realized when you ever get a chance to do a big movie,
yeah,
you have to make that move to LA. Back in the 90s or 2000, that's when you're supposed to make that move. That's a mistake I made. When I did Next Friday, I should have got on the next plane and came to LA for the struggle. Come to LA. I was already in the movie. I was hot at that moment. I did it because at that time, I still had a 2000 when the movie came out, I think I still had a beeper and a cell phone was not really, cell phone was just coming out. But my beeper is where I got most of my, I missed a beep about being in, was it an animal movie with Eddie Murphy? What's it called? The one he talking about animals.
Doolittle?
Yes.
No. Wow.
Part two, I think.
Mm. Oh.
I missed out on that and Steve Carr directed it.
Was you going to be Animal?
He was going to be the donkey.
Like a voice?
I'm going to be a voice.
Wow.
I missed out on it because I wasn't here and I got a really weird text like a week prior. And when I finally called that text back, it was about that movie.
But they already casted it.
I was so pissed.
Wow.
Missed out. But you know what? You never question what happens. Everything happens for a reason.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's talk about guys who blew up years in our era that are not doing absolutely nothing right now. You know, like,
well, that's the problem with comedians. We get so focused on the top dogs. We don't focus on how lucky we are to be where we're at.
Yeah.
But you got to realize there's 100 guys
that would die for our
Because, you know, like our let's say, fraternity of comedy.
Comedy fraternity?
Well, if you look at like when people come to LA and start making a name, ours was probably like the 98 to 2002 era.
Yeah.
That's when it was Epps was open micing, Kev was open micing, Kat was open micing. When you go to the Comedy Store or the Improv or the Laugh Factory, you got your Black Knights. And you'd see the same rotation of people. And we all knew, like, we was like, oh, and then somebody would get a movie or somebody get this. And then, but that era was that. But those are like five names, right? D-Ray, me, you, Kev, Kat, Mike. Mm-hmm. There's 100 guys that were out there that I don't know where they're at right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. 100
guys.
They
was there with us grinding, but I don't know what happened to them.
Yep.
And we get those guys
call us for work now. They're like, yo, can I go on the road with you? I'm like, ain't you this person? I mean, I'm not going to mention any names.
Oh, hey, mention it, Mike. It's okay. No one's going to listen to our podcast.
I'm like, nah, but it's crazy how, like, just things just change, man. How life could just make a turn. You know, those who are hot are like not hot. And then, but this business, you have to just find a way to just keep yourself relevant.
Yeah.
That's the key. Because what I did back in like from 98 all the way to like 2006, I said to myself, I have to get on TV at least once a year. I got to stay out there. That's why I did Comedy View almost every year from 98 to like 2000, I guess, when it was stopped being hot. 2006. And then I knew I kind of like got cold between like 07, 08. I even made a move to LA one time, like back in like 05, 06. But about then, my buzz was done. I wasn't buzzing anymore. And when I came here, when I wasn't buzzing, Hollywood, if you're not buzzing, man, don't come because they show you no love. You go to the club, they want to put you on early or do first impression, treat you like shit.
Yeah.
So I went back home. I was here for like 2 years. Nothing was happening. I went back to Philly. And I was like, you know what? I'm not coming back to Hollywood unless somebody's writing me a check. So then I went. And then right after I went back, built a house and all of that stuff. And then a couple of years later, this thing called Twitter came out. And then after Twitter, the Instagram, and I just made a presence on social media. And when I did, somebody hit me about doing some kind of radio show out here, like an online show. So I came, like I said, I'm not coming without, unless Mike's paying me. So I came out and this guy, we were building a studio for us to do like a online show and paying us every month while they're building the studio. Wow. We just rehearsing.
Is his name Steve Harvey?
No, and this shit never happened.
Oh.
It never happened, but I got paid while in the process of it. And then right as I say, fuck, it's not happening. I was thinking about leaving, but I was like, I signed a year lease. And then we end up doing Living with Funny. You're supposed to do Living with Funny with us, but then you didn't because you went to your own show. Remember Living with Funny?
The reality show.
Yeah, the reality sitcom.
My God. He was so mad at me.
Yeah.
Oh boy, was hot. What was that? What's
Lemuel Plummer.
Yeah. Oh, he was hot. Here's what happened. I committed to the show, but then I got a huge deal for my own reality show. And they're calling it the Gary Owen Show. And Lemmy literally tried to convince me not to do it. I go, so hold on. And then when I'm producing, creating, and I'm starring, right? So I'm like, Lemmy, I literally have to do 10 seasons of your show to make what I'm making in one season. Because I'm getting 3 checks off of it, right? But he literally tried to, remember we was at the Coffee Bean, like in Cinch and in Culver City. And we met, and I, God bless him for the effort. But I was like, dude, at some point you just got to be like, yeah. Because I'm trying to tell him like this. If the shoe was on the other foot, I would expect you to drop the show we're doing and move on if that's the case. I was like this, but I mean, we're cool and everything, but he was really like trying to
convince you to come.
This show? This the show? I was like, dude.
Gary, that's show. Mike's friend. He got who? Dr. Bloxon there.
Oh, I know. I didn't say anything bad about him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
but
no,
he was really trying to, like, I said, God bless the effort of trying to convince me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You would have did it. You would have stayed Living with the Funny. He would have convinced you. For sure.
Really?
Oh, my God. You would have been like, yeah, that's a good move.
Nobody that's cares about me, Gary Owen. I got 50 followers on Instagram.
That's why.
Every he will probably hire me as his plumber.
Every time you talk way into the mic.
Oh.
we pick up your voice far. Every time you talk, you do this.
No, he wouldn't do that to me. I would never say that to him.
I got a whiplash from Michael's waiters. Got a whiplash.
Can any of you twerk at all? Kiki, can you twerk? No. Can you twerk?
We can dance bachata.
Can you dance bachata?
No, I don't know how to do bachata.
Mike doesn't even know how to spell machata. What's machata? What is machata?
M-A-C-H-A-D-O.
Yeah,
machata.
He got it.
Is a D in it?
It's not a D.
You said machata. Oh, with a T? Whatever.
What?
That's fine. That's fine.
Is it called bachata?
Machata. Oh, Mike knows how to do that dance. Dance, Mike.
I could do that.
Gary Owen used to live next to Tijuana, right?
What, San Diego?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like 5 blocks away.
Did you ever go to San Diego?
Yeah, I go to San Diego. My uncle was in the Navy.
What about Tijuana?
I haven't been at Tijuana. I heard they kidnap Asian people there sometimes.
Really?
Stay away.
You should go.
My brother went there. Yeah, I won't be back home, Gary.
He doesn't even realize when you're being sarcastic. He's like, no, I'll get kidnapped. Yeah, that's why you should go.
Maybe one day I'll go with you. Have you been to Tijuana, Gary?
Yeah. I was in the Navy. When you're in the Navy and you're not 21 in San Diego, the only place you can go is Tijuana.
How far is the drive?
You don't drive. You walk.
Yeah. Is that close?
You
can walk to Mexico?
No, you park on the American side, the San Diego side, and you don't ever drive in Tijuana. And you just cross the border, walk, and then there's bars all around there.
Hey, Gary, I heard it's 25 pesos for pussy. Is that true?
Ooh, I don't know.
You didn't buy none?
No, I'm not. Hell no. Tijuana pussy? You must be crazy.
You didn't get any coronitas?
Corona. What?
Coronitas? Corona?
What's corona?
Coronitas is a little tiny corona. There's a big coronitas. You have coronitas before?
No.
Is it a beer?
Yeah, it's beer. It's corona. Just a mini version. Mm-mm. That's where all my fat coworkers used to go to get some pussy in Tijuana.
Really?
How much?
Any of them alive right now? No.
I don't know. They might have got corona. They're fat. They're still alive, maybe. I don't work for them no more. So you drive a submarine all the time?
No, before? I was never on a submarine.
You're a Navy.
Yeah, not a submarine.
It's a different
ship.
Oh, ship.
Above the water.
Oh.
But you never been on a submarine?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I've been on the tour of them, but I ain't.
You never
been,
had to.
We never went.
I mean, once you're doing that, are you going to war? Have you ever went to war?
No.
What was the war during your time? Do you remember?
Vietnam War.
I was in between.
Vietnam?
So I was after, what was the war in 91?
Vietnam War.
I was after Desert Storm, but before the 9/11. So I was right in the middle. I was perfect.
Yeah.
Nothing was popping off. Coasting.
Yeah.
Boy, what year was Desert Storm?
91.
It was.
91.
I have a question for Gary.
So I was after.
She has a question for you, Gary.
I heard her.
She's from Dominican Republic.
Heard her.
Gary, so what was the longest that you were under the water?
I wasn't under the water. I wasn't on a submarine.
It's not the same?
No, no. It's not the fucking... What'd you get?
Are you retarded too?
Mike, I swear to God, he was in a submarine.
I was not on a submarine.
United States Navy is always a submarine.
Is it me or you, Christian?
Kiki.
I wasn't on a submarine. I was never underwater.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was gonna ask you, like, what do you guys do when you get horny and you under the water?
Well, I mean, even when you're on the ship.
I mean,
no, even when you're on the ship, there was one ship, and they had a pocket pussy, and it was getting passed around, and like eight guys got crabs.
Pocket pussy?
Way.
Tell me more about the pocket pussy.
I don't know where it was. I didn't see it.
You sure, Gary?
But
you
it looked like. I guess it was like
guilty.
I guess it's like a.
It's
pussy.
Like one of those plastic dolls.
Oh, it was a fake pussy.
It's a fake pussy, and you jack off to it. Feels like a real pussy.
Kiki,
pussy.
You have any question about the plastic pussy or?
Well, he must have used it if he didn't get no hookers in Tijuana, right?
But he had
to use another option.
I was never on a ship like that.
Oh.
The ship, she's talking about if you're underway for like 6 months at a time. We never left for more than a week.
That didn't fuck the Navy girls?
Okay, so I was a cop and I was a Navy. I did catch an orgy on the ship one night.
Ooh.
Full on. Because I would like working nights. So I would work 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. There's not a lot of traffic, right? Yeah. There's not a lot of, you kind of can do what you want. So there's this place called the Rigger's Loft on the ship. It's where a lot of the ropes are held. You know what I mean? And
I don't say ropes around Africa.
Rigger's Law. Sorry about that. My fault, Mike. It's a lot of synthetic material in there.
You're going to lose 2 black fans.
Sorry.
What's up with Christian love?
It's always at the wrong moment.
Gary.
He's one laughing at setups. Hey, did you hear about the... I didn't get through the joke yet.
Gary, my earphone is a little delayed. I didn't clean my ears today.
Okay.
Oh, do tell, Gary.
Don't
do tell.
Ever bring me back with him on the show. Kidding.
He's stuck here.
No, so the place called the Rigger's Loft.
Okay.
So I'm not an expert, but the Navy ships, the walls, a lot of them had these little tiny holes about that big. And I guess it's for the bend with the metal in the ship. You know, it might bend a little bit. So give. So... You walk around the ship at night, you're on patrol.
Yeah.
I don't expect to walk in on this, right? So I put my eye up against this hole, right?
This is like 92, 93?
What? No, this is like 96.
Okay.
Wow.
So I got my eye up against the hole. So this guy, I see him stand there and I'm going, what's he doing? Right? And then this girl's hand came around the back, small of his back. And I go, oh, she's sucking him off. Right?
She's sucking his dick.
She's sucking his dick. So I don't see it. I see the hand right there. I go, is he getting sucked off? So every door on the ship I have a key to, right? So I'm real quiet. I just turn the key and I kicked open the door. The door opened and shut the door they were in. So my door, now they're in this other office. They was in this office. So I'm boom, boom. But there was 4 other couples going at it. So it wasn't like an orgy, like, 8 people together. It was like 4 different couples all going at it, right?
Wow.
So now I'm doing this. What the fuck?
What do you do? You went like...
No, what? I'm going like this. Let me finish the story. Thanks for interrupting. So anyways, so I'm going like this. What the fuck, right? And everybody stands up going, what the fuck? So now you got these 4 dudes and the 4 girls. We're all sitting there freaking out. They're freaking out because they think they're in trouble. I'm freaking out because I don't know what to do now, right?
Yeah.
So I just told everybody, all right. Everybody put your clothes on. Girls right here, guys here. So I'm standing there going, okay, do I want to really fuck their lives up? Like, they'll get on restriction, they'll lose money, they'll lose rate. And I was like, All right, guys, take off. If you get a phone call in the morning, you know what it's for. So all the guys left. So now the four girls looking at me, and I just went, all right. I waited like 5 minutes to make the guys back in their barracks or in the birthing area. I said, all right, girls, you go back. And I walked them back to female birthing. But I'm walking them back. I'm back in my mind like, ooh, I could probably bribe somebody.
No, listen, listen.
But I'm not done. Anyways, so anyways, I walked them back to the birthing. The original couple, right? I still haven't seen them, right? I don't realize my door had shut their door, right?
Oh, shit.
So that's when I realized, I go, wait a minute. I didn't see the original two. So after I walked, the girls are walking back. I opened up the doors we left, and I went, and I ain't forget about you two motherfuckers either. And they're both standing there like this. So I decided I'm not going to turn anybody in, right? Nobody saw me. It's fine. It happened. Didn't want to snitch. And I know how Navy is. Some of them might have had girlfriends, wives. I didn't want to fuck their lives up, right? So when we got back into port, I go, one of the girls, I was walking off the ship going to our cars. She just was walking in. She goes, you real cool, Owen. You real cool. I was like, yeah, I know. And then the one dude, I kid you not, every time I'm at a bar in San Diego for the next like 1 or 2 years, I'd be getting drinks sent to me. And I'm going, just buy me a drink. It's this one guy that was in the Riggers Loft. And I told him, I said, dude, I can't turn you in anymore. You're fine. It's over. He goes, no, you don't understand. You could have fucked my life up, bro. So He kept buying me drinks every time I saw him.
Wow, that's nice of you.
If it's Michael Blackson, he'll be like, okay, guys, you out. Girls, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
all of them.
All of you. Blood infections for everybody. Get this blood infection or you're going to get terminated, motherfucker. I would have got the first Me Too case, goddamn.
That was a great story, Mr. Owen.
Yeah, if I wasn't interrupted.
Sorry.
I'm just fucking with you.
Tell us the time you met Dave Chappelle. That was a really funny story.
What?
Dave Chappelle invited you to his party.
Oh, you talking about when you...
Yeah, that was really fun.
You caught Dave Chappelle's wife on the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I did Chappelle's summer camp this summer. And, you know, Dave's got the little nightclub in Yellow Springs. He's got this nightclub that sits on the side of a road.
Yeah.
And you don't know it's a nightclub. I told Mike, it looks like one of those buildings that when the power goes out, you go to that building to flip the power switch on or something. It's like a little brick building. Doesn't look like nothing. But if you go inside, it's just Jumpin' Nightclub that Dave has. It's not a nightclub. It's his own private. Yeah.
Invites only.
Exclusive. Yeah. You can't just go in there.
Yeah. I will never go there.
Yeah. You definitely.
Nobody will ever invite me.
Definitely not going. So anyways, I go there. And we're partying, and they got a bathroom. They got a lock on it.
Yeah.
I open the door, and there's Dave's wife on the toilet. And I went, so now I'm like, oh, shit. And then she's on her way up. She's done. She sits back down. She goes, oh, God. And I go, oh, shit. But I don't fucking leave. I'm sitting there going, oh, shit, I don't know, go. And she, like, doesn't know stand up or go down. So she went up, down, like, 3 times. And I just, so I came back, and I go, oh, fuck, man. So I just walked right over there. I go, Dave, I just walked in on your wife taking a piss, man. I go, dude, if you want me to call my wife, I'll fly her out here, and you can watch her take a piss to make us even. I don't want to be weird.
So did you do it? God. Did you fly your wife?
Nah, he said, it's cool, bro.
Yeah, it's cool. Next time.
Nah, man, it's fine.
Hey, I don't know how he feels. How you think he really felt about that?
What?
Probably real embarrassing, though. To
no, him. But it's not a big deal. I mean, you walk in on somebody taking a piss, that's not a big deal. That
matter happens. Of fact, no joke, Mike. I just walk into your friend, what's his name? Stevie Mackey. What's his name?
Charlie Mack.
Yeah, he was taking a piss. He didn't lock the bathroom.
You opened the door while he was peeing?
I swear to God, it has never happened to me in my life until this motherfucker told us about the story. I walk on him over there taking a piss.
You saw his cock?
No, I didn't see. I didn't see. I go look up. I was like, sorry. I thought I was going to get punched. I was like, lock the door. But yeah, that's first time
what
I ever
the
walked.
Hell?
That's crazy, isn't it? You told us about the story. And then I walk into his friend taking a piss.
He's a really big guy too.
He saw Dave's wife's
coochie
probably. You see,
I didn't like.
You didn't look. I know, like but she,
yeah, you didn't look.
Only like this,
like but one eye open.
And luckily, you didn't see Charlie's dick. That was
he probably saw it. And he doesn't want to say nothing. Say. So.
Yeah, he's wearing all dark clothes. I don't know. I just go. Oh, sorry, Mike. You gotta put a lock on your toilet. Who doesn't have lock on their toilet?
Where'd you guys meet?
Yeah.
Where'd you guys meet?
At some retarded convention.
Yeah. It was an accident.
Special Olympics?
Yeah.
He was running the 100 meters.
Mike, how you know? Yeah, there was a house for sale right here next door. And then I was helping sell the hotel side. My friend is an agent to sell the hotel side for like $399 million. That was like somebody invited me to have some drinks next door. And then I walk in. I was like, oh, they got real good cookies. And then Mike just bought this penthouse. He was the only one that lived here.
I was the only one that's floor at that time.
Yeah. And then he goes, hey, how you doing? You live in the area? I was like, yeah, I live around the area. He goes, my name is Michael Blackson. I go, hey, my name's Christian. I used to have a name, Gary. Can you believe that? Me and Mike were the only...
Dude, this is the longest fucking story about is, how you meet somebody like this. You know where you met? Here. That's the whole story. Where'd you guys meet? Here, Gary.
Like, we met, like, they used to throw parties for us, like the whole building. They'll throw parties in one of the penthouses that was empty. This is the new floor that added this floor like 3 years ago. So all this stuff was for sale. So they would pick like one of the units and have a party. So they want all the tenants to kind of look at it in case somebody want to buy it. But the shit was fucking ridiculous. So
yeah. I mean, he was the only stupid one to buy one that time.
I was the first one to buy it.
Yeah. He thought he got a good deal on HOA, $2,500 a month.
HOA is ridiculous.
What comes with that?
Valet parking, concierge service, 24-hour pool and hot tub.
No blowjob.
Let me ask you this. If it's valet, let me ask you this. If it's valet and you pay 20...
I don't pay.
HOA.
No, meaning they're going to take my car and put in my... I have parking spots. I have 3 spots.
Right.
So they just put my
car
in my spot.
But that's part of your HOA fees, right?
Part of it.
Okay, so why the fuck they charge me to park to come to your goddamn podcast?
Live here. You're not Gary...
I said,
paying.
Michael Blackson, they said, yeah, $15. I go, no, I'm here to
that's
work on his podcast.
No, you just say, charge Michael Blackson.
No, they said all his spots are filled.
Yeah.
I only have 3 spots.
Who filled them?
2 cars. Carolina, pull her fucking car. It must be.
I have to come early and clean and get everything ready.
Boy, this is great. I'm really glad I came on the podcast and lost money.
No, they're going to just put on my account.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gary, he's rich now. He made it into this movie called Coming to America. They gave him DVD.
Coming to America 2. And
woo, can we talk about it?
We'll talk about it in a minute. I had parking reserved for Michael Blackson when he came to my podcast.
Yeah, really? Man, we almost crashed on into that fucking parking spot. Yo, his podcast is done in a fucking garage.
Yeah.
It's a studio. Don't get twisted, homie. It's a studio.
With a garage door.
Garage door. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, okay.
But it's a studio.
It is.
Mike, that's Santa Monica.
We got 12 parking spots.
A lot of money on rent. 12 parking,
12 parking spots.
That's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of parking, Gary.
Yeah.
You must have a lot of guests. Yeah.
You're right.
But it was only us there that day.
No, there was other people. We got editors.
Oh.
It's called staff.
The whole crew.
Now, what do you want to talk about?
Can we talk about Coming to America, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Gary was in there.
What the hell are you talking about? Gary's my guest. This is not about me. No, we're not. We're okay. Talking about Gary. Ask him what Gary has coming up.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go see Coming to America too. Yeah. That's what I got coming up. I can't wait.
I really can't
wait to see the movie. Because if you saw Coming to America 1, you got to see the second one.
Yeah.
You know? And there's no way it's going to be as good. We all know that. But I still want to see it. But there's just no way it's going to be as good as the first one.
Yeah, it's like Blair Witch Project. You have to see the porn version.
That
Blair Bitch Project. You know the Blair Witch Project, and then they got the porn version, Blair Bitch Project. I'm just joking with you,
Gary. Yeah, we know. Oh, we didn't know that was a joke.
let's try to think of a great movie that they made a sequel for.
That was better than the original?
Or close to it. Let me see.
Think Like a Man?
Hey Mike, why don't you and Gary make a movie together? That would be so funny.
We did. It's called
They're
Meet the Blacks.
Back.
It was Meet the Blacks.
We did do a movie together called Meet the Blacks.
And part two.
And part two is going to be better than part one. Yeah, that's the movie that's going to be better than part one.
first of all, part one, nobody asked for part two. I'm like, why? Part one to me was so bad.
No.
Like,
no.
You asked for part two when part one was good.
How about this? How about I died in the first one and I'm in the second one?
That's play a great
it,
idea.
Play, hold on. Playing a different motherfucker. That's not, and nobody brings up, hey, each motherfucker got shot in the first one. That's literally doing Boys in the Hood 2 and having Morris Chestnut just walk around the background. Like, Ricky! No, my name's Steve. Who's this Ricky motherfucker?
That's a great idea. Did you die?
In the first one, I died. I got shot.
And then did you make it to the second one?
I'm in the second one.
So that's how cool. You got alive again in the second one?
I'm playing died? A different person.
Oh, yeah.
King people Bash, look alike.
King Bash died in the first one, too, and he's in the second one. I was one of the few survivors.
This is the phone call I got from Dion, Mike. Uh-huh. Dion's so positive. Dion Taylor?
He's a director.
Ooh, that's my favorite.
He's a director. He's like, yo, G, got good news, baby. We got picked up for the sequel. I go, that's great. But didn't I die in the first one? He goes, yeah, we ain't worried about that shit. Don't make it happen, baby. Like, what? He goes, and we're bringing you back bigger and better than the first one. Dion's the ultimate positive reinforcer. If Dion was here, he would make you feel like you're making sense. Like everything you said, he goes, I get that, Blair Bitch. Blair Bitch, yeah, Blair Bitch is better than Blair Witch.
He wouldn't make me feel like like Gary Owen does to me.
No,
I'm just
don't.
Joking.
Thanks. Everybody else gets drinks from Big Booty Chicks. I got the dude. This podcast is amazing.
Yeah, give him more tap water.
This shit's going to shit.
Hey, you mother suckers. You are listening to No Filter with Michael Blackson. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe, rate, comment, and share wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, like Mike, aren't you planning to have the Coney Montana 2 with Gary Owen in there? Two.
Thank you.
We're going to do something else. I wrote this movie. I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to steal the idea. But I had a partner for Gary, so we good. We're going to make something happen. This fucking dog.
Mike got a new dog.
Sounds like in the Dominican Republic.
Dog. You got a dog?
What's going on here?
Two dogs. Well, his neighbor got a dog, but it feels like it's his because the way they bark. And it was like,
I never understood how people live in high rises and have dogs.
I have no
idea. You gotta take them down, take a shit.
Well, now there is, we have a dog thing up on the roof.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Still.
Yeah, it's
still
a lot of work.
To get on an elevator with a dog?
Yeah.
Oh, if you live in a house, I get it. Just take it in the backyard or something.
Yeah, I can't fuck with no animals, man. You have to take care of them like fucking human beings, like babies, man. You gotta
take absolutely. Them
to take a shit and feed them. Yeah. And love
it's like
them.
A time clock, Mike.
To do that shit.
Yeah, 7 a.m.
Yeah, I got one.
But you got a whole family, though. It's not like you're not there, your wife is there, and the kids are there. Like, I'm just me. If I left that dog, I come to that mother and be dead.
Yeah. Mike, you can't even take care of your plants outside. You water once a year. You haven't watered in 3 years.
Yeah, fuck that plant.
Yeah, you can't have a dog.
They fake?
No, it's real plants. It's from Africa.
It ain't from the fucking Africa.
those plants you only water once a year. It came from a small
town. How you know?
I know. I Googled before. I water and you got mad. I'm like, oh, it's fucking neighbor downstairs.
Yeah,
you're
going
to
fucking pour the water on the balcony and then you're going
to
fucking...
Yeah, it went into the neighbor party. Going
to call me up like, it's fucking raining out of your unit, Mike.
Yeah, no, they just pissed off all the time.
You got neighbors that are...
They don't like him.
Nah, my neighbors are cool. It's just
Gary, the HOA department don't like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
One time he had a twerking party at the jacuzzi.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
They gave him a ticket. They said, we want you to be in the meeting. You can have more than 6 people.
Well, I can't have more than 4, but this I had 6. I'm like, I didn't have 6 people.
But guess where they found that video? On his fucking twerking Thursday. they base all his violations on his Instagram.
But when people do that, they tell on themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
All the time.
It, very less than your twerking Thursdays. When we had the reality show, we went to a university. We wanted to use their track.
Yeah.
And for one of the episodes. And the lady at the university was like, no, I know how your reality shows are. And I go, all reality shows aren't like Love and Hip Hop. You know what I mean? And I go, you're telling on yourself right now. That's the shit you watch. You know what I mean?
Hey, I watch your reality show, Gary. It's funny as shit.
Yeah, because I created it.
It reminds me of that, my favorite movie. It's called Me, Myself, and Irene.
Why?
Because it's Jim Carrey.
Oh, the white guy with the black kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
It's the first thing we agreed upon this whole
podcast. I like that one. It's real good, though. It's funny as shit.
Thank you, man.
I can't believe you got your son to cut his hair.
He's cut a little bit. It's still long. He's cut like an inch.
Oh, he cut your hair?
No, he got dreads. So they go down like below his waist. Like,
yeah, Mike. Longer than Pocahontas' hair.
It's like 10 years he's been growing them.
He's still growing them?
Is it dreads or locks? I don't know. Sometimes I say it and motherfuckers get mad.
It's locks.
Locks?
Right, is it locks?
They're long. Yeah, they're long as shit. So we gave him some money to cut a little bit.
Did he cut it?
Cut a little bit off.
No, Gary cut it on the show. I saw that.
Yeah. It's Gary reality TV. It's all real.
We did a lot of big tours together. Well, the biggest one was the Shaq tour, right?
Yeah.
But when that came out.
Yeah, the Shaq All-Star
tour. So you hosted Orlando, right?
Yeah.
I remember that. I wasn't on the show.
I was just there. Duval, Jay Farrow, Capone, and Tony Roberts was on that.
Yeah, for real.
That was in Orlando.
Yeah, that was in Orlando. I was there. I did watch it. I did the Shaq tour. I did it in Dallas. In fact, when I did it in Dallas, it was like one of the first time it snowed. And they didn't think that everybody would make it. So I remember they had like Damon Williams as a backup, just in case people don't make it because it snowed in Dallas for the first time.
Did they still put him up?
Nah, he didn't go up. Nah, it was one with me, Monique, Corey Hoakland.
Mm-hmm. Monique hosted?
Mike Epps did it too, but Mike had a special coming out. So they couldn't air mics.
Oh, really?
He did the live show, but they edited him out of the taping.
That's fine. I'll just do the rest like this.
Sorry, Gary. Your podcasts have high budget. Ours is minimum. We only have one sponsor right now, State Farm.
Mm.
Well, here you have a choice. Either have a nice equipment or ass and titties. So yeah. We chose.
Oh, I just got all nice equipment. Life, you make choices.
Speaking of ass and titties, what are you, Gary? Are you an ass guy?
Ass.
Ass like Michael.
Yeah.
All the
way.
Titties are great. Don't get it twisted.
And yeah, both have nice. Are you like a 34 triple D?
32 triple D. Damn,
son. Whoa, Mike, this really good.
He missed it for one, but yeah, I could be 34.
And then she's 34. Are you 30?
I'm the same, but I have no bra. I don't know if you're wearing a bra.
I am, but I'm 30.
You don't have no bra on?
Triple D.
Oh. Mike, that's Kim Kardashian. You know him? You know her? You know her?
That's Kanye's wife?
Yeah.
Ex-wife, no. Almost. Ex-wife, no.
Are they divorced?
Yeah. They're getting divorced.
Can you tell us how you left Kanye? You got tired of his ass running for president? He's not even qualified to run for fucking mayor of Calabasas. Fuck that, motherfucker. Gary, you
wanna... Why do you always talk like you're thinking and you forget what you're going to say? You're literally like, you're like, this is Mike. This is him. Hey, look, guys, there's a naked girl. Never mind, she's already gone. I don't know, you're growing on me, bro.
Gary's funny.
Hey, do you notice? I was on a Martin tour. You didn't do the Martin dates, right?
No.
So what I like, Mike Epps reached back on tour. What I like that Mike is doing, Mike is making life very easy. And I didn't realize that till today. When I looked at the program for the show this weekend, Mike is hosting the tour. His tour now. He's not headlining anymore.
Oh, you talking about the one in Tampa for Super Bowl?
One in Tampa. But then we have
more
dates.
Are you on that?
I'm on that.
Are you headlining?
I just found it out today.
Is that Brian Alden? Is he the promoter? So Mike's going to host. Mm-hmm. So what's the lineup?
He's got Carlos Miller, mm-hmm. Country Wayne, DC Young Fly, and then I close.
Okay. All right. That's a really dark show. That is a dark fucking show. Mike's that's the lightest why Mike
is
on there.
Well, that's why Mike is in between and keeps him light.
It just gets darker as the show goes.
That's funny. I'm going to say that on somebody. Like, the later it got the darker, I said, after me is going to be Don Cheadle, motherfucker. And the after him is Akon.
That's it. Hey, what's Gary up, motherfuckers? This show gets darker as we go.
That's funny.
Hey, that? Gary, they should have started the show with you.
Facts. Wow. Where'd you come up with that one? That was the easiest joke of the night. Hey, Gary, you go first. You're the lightest.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys are doing two shows, right?
Yeah.
Now, how's that working? Is the theater half capacity?
I have no idea, man.
What's in Florida?
Well, Florida, I think it's black.
There's no rules there now, Mike.
Hey, well, I think it was
75%. I mean, it's still little rules. I mean, if the theater holds 3,000.
Well, no, it's bigger than that. It's probably like a...
Well, I'm just giving an example.
Okay. Like,
is it going to be 1,500 people or 2,250?
Yeah, I think there might be at 75% capacity.
75,000 people?
I'm just glad they're doing a theater show again.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm glad it's breaking the ice. It's opening the door for other ones. Go ahead and do it.
Until there's an outbreak.
Yeah, Mike, they call it, they call the Super Bowl the Super Spreader Super Bowl 2021. That's what the
news. Well, by the time this show come on, that shit would be all done with, motherfucker. So yeah. We don't care about, we can't even measure Super Bowl right Gary, now.
You going to get the vaccine?
Fuck no, Gary.
Why? I'm getting that bitch as soon as it comes out.
Really?
It's out now.
No, but I'm saying when my number comes up.
Like, did you sign up? Is it like a sign up?
Nah, just your number comes up.
Oh, Gary.
But my health insurance will call me and be like, you're
wow,
up.
I didn't know.
It's like, where it's at now, it's like 65 and over can get
really?
It. So I got a while.
Do you have the SAG insurance or you have your own insurance?
I got my own.
Okay, yeah. I got.
Well, what
I got
insurance do you have, Gary?
None of your business.
We just want to know.
Good.
Obamacare?
Good insurance.
Obamacare.
Biden care? Biden care.
Nah, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris care.
Oh my goodness, man. What
Mike,
you think about
are you getting the vaccine?
I won't, unless it's mandatory. If it's gonna fuck with my money, then I'm gonna get it. Meaning like you can't get on this plane unless you have a vaccine, then I gotta be forced into getting it. Like I caught it already. So now it's like if I didn't catch it, I don't wanna catch it, then I would have took it. But I've already caught it. So I mean what's gonna happen?
Huh? When did you catch it?
Oh, not 2 months ago. Oh no, what's this? Yeah, 2 months ago.
Was it bad?
It was bad. Yeah.
Oh really? Mine wasn't terrible when I caught it. I had one night of like the bed sweats.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. But
no diarrhea?
Mm-mm.
Oh yeah.
Never really lost a lot of taste.
So when you eat pussy, it tasted the same? Like
there shouldn't be a taste.
Hmm? It shouldn't be a taste.
It
right.
Should be a taste.
What?
Shouldn't
be a taste.
Oh, it depends what she
smell
cooks.
Or taste.
It depends what she kind of season her food on that.
Well, we got somebody here that can help us with that.
Well, that's a whole different show. This is Gary's show.
Hey, Mike, I heard that when the pussy tastes like strawberries, you have COVID. Is that true?
Ew.
Who told you that?
What?
I just read it in the internet.
I got it, and mine didn't really taste like that.
Oh, you could taste
you ate your own pussy?
I mean...
That's talent.
That's not talent if you stick your fingers in it.
Exactly. You can just or have somebody to taste it. Yeah.
Have you ever tasted your Kiki ate your own pussy? Tasted it? I mean, if y'all want men,
I think a lot of girls probably.
Right?
Yeah.
If he fucking
I
a
think
guy,
it's sexy.
If a guy sticks his dick in your pussy and then you put it in your mouth, it's the same. Come on in.
We have a special guest today.
Okay. Well, she's
have a nurse.
Hello. All right.
So let's get back to the strawberry. What happened?
I never heard of them fucking. I heard
if you had COVID, that in my life.
You shouldn't have no taste.
Yeah, it's
no taste, no smell.
I heard it's whatever the girl eats.
Oh, we're talking about Corona.
That's what the back to that. Pussy taste. Yeah.
That when last time you ate pussy, Chinese best friend?
Like 7 days ago or something.
Really?
Ooh.
Yeah, Gary, I'm in a relationship with a baby.
Huh?
What?
Can you fix that?
No, I'm in a relationship with a girl.
You have a girl that has a baby.
Oh. No, I have a girl, my girl.
Has a baby.
No, my girl, baby. My baby.
Okay. Why are you making this so complicated? you have a girlfriend and she has a baby.
No, my girlfriend is my baby.
I think Gary is confusing you. I'm confused, motherfucker, and I'm your best Chinese best friend.
He has a girlfriend and has a baby with the girlfriend.
No, he calls the girlfriend his baby.
He just forgot the first word.
You don't even know what the fuck you got, bro.
I have a girlfriend with a... Well, yeah, that's what...
It's your baby?
Yeah, it's my baby.
What? And you ate your girlfriend a week ago?
Yeah. Was she on her, strawberries.
Was she on her period?
No.
Have you ever ate a girl on her period before?
Will you eat it?
Yeah, sometimes, Mike, but you just don't go to the whole...
All right, let me ask you this. You got a girl, doesn't smell right down there, right?
Right.
I think it's happened to every guy at some point in their lives.
Yes.
What's the worst thing you did to a girl to get out of it? Like,
good question, Gary.
I know mine.
Any odor on a woman. Even got to be... Any odor just totally turned me off. My dick would not get hard. I don't give a fuck how much.
What have you done? Like, you want me to give him an example?
Mm-hmm.
So, the girl came over. I'm in
way before Navy. Marriage, right?
Yeah, I'm in the Navy. Mm-hmm. Girl comes over, and the pants came down, and I went, "What the fuck is going on right now?"
That's what you said.
In my brain, I said,
oh, "Okay, you scared."
I literally, it's 3:30 in the morning because I met her at the club that night. I go, I got a dentist appointment. I just remembered.
Wow.
Hey, 6 a.m. She goes, it's 3:30.
It's
in L.A.
Wow.
I told her the dentist is in L.A.
Hey, Gary, what do you smell like? Like a car hasn't had oil change in 30,000 miles?
To this day, just to talk about it, makes the hair on my arm stand up.
Wow. Was that bad?
The thought. Because this is just her taking her pants down. There's me not even touching her. I just, what the fuck just happened? In it's the
like,
room.
Like the devil was between her legs.
Is that from Tijuana, Gary?
No.
No.
Now, babe, I think what I'll do in that situation.
Yeah.
Do you tell her?
I'll just be like, you know what? Like, that's when you act like it's not about sex.
What is it, Mike, about love?
No, let's cuddle. Let's get to know each other. Ooh, that I'm really like, means that I ain't want to see you. I don't want to ever see your ass again. No, bet.
Like, you would still cuddle?
No.
Mike, what if she looks like Rihanna?
Here's the thing.
Pretty as shit, Rihanna.
I think as mature people, sometimes even if it's bad breath or whatever it is, I think we should tell that person. A lot of time, people don't know the smell. Somebody else don't tell them. Like, you know, imagine every guy did that to her. How would she know she stink?
How do you know when you smell?
Man,
there's no way.
This was an amazing
conversation.
Yeah. It was amazing. I was like, it was so strong.
Explain, Gary. What
it was like
smell?
Being in a sauna.
Yeah.
And somebody just took a shit.
So it's in moist. The sauna?
So it's moist and hot and you're stuck in it. And this is, I'm not talking you just got in the sauna. I'm talking you're in a full-on sweat after 20 minutes in the sauna.
All right, here's the thing.
She probably had an infection or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Right, but don't you think you should tell her?
No, Mike, you're going to hurt her feelings.
I had a dentist appointment.
Mike, it's going to hurt your feelings.
She knew.
No, I have.
She
I've
had
told.
To know. Because it went from, we about to do this, everything else, to literally my body went, I got this. Yeah,
guys, but you know what? There's guys that really like when the pussy smell, and they actually have a fetish. Smelling panties. No, seriously.
No, not that
they
kind
like
of smell.
Smell.
Not
panties
a funk.
And they...
No, yeah. we like a pussy, the smell of pussy, but not a stank pussy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the bare bones of the body is probably the fetish. It's not the vagina. It's the...
I have never in my life heard of the stank pussy syndrome.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
I've never heard, like, I've seen a lot of fetishes and heard of a lot of fetishes. You're the first person to ever
what's
heard
that?
Say, I think guys have a stank pussy fetish.
Listen, I've told a girl she has an odor before. And a girl has told me my breath. Let me tell you something. Like, sometimes we don't know our breath stinks. Some people, like, you could not know your breath smells.
Mind you, I grew up in Africa. We don't go to the dentist on the regular.
No.
We didn't on the regular, right?
Hello, Gary. There's so no dentist in Africa. Really?
I came to America. I probably got my teeth cleaned one time.
Yeah.
One time. And then I was with a girl once, and she was like, we had like a falling out. And she said, by the way, go get your fucking teeth clean. Right? And no. I'm glad she did. From there on, let me tell you, I go to the dentist every fucking 6 months after that. Because prior to that, I went to the dentist once in my fucking life. So then I went to the dentist. I said, you know what? Some girl took my breath stink. I need to get my fucking teeth.
And oh, did you hurt my feelings?
No, she didn't. She said, that was the best thing she ever did for me. If you with somebody, their breath stink, their coochie smell, they have an odor, you have to tell them.
Well, you gotta say it in the nice way because you don't want to hurt. Some people are sensitive.
Say it, but the thing about it, some people are in denial. Like one time I told a girl, like, you know, hey, listen, you had an odor. It could be some kind of infection or something. She's like, well, I've been to the doctor. There ain't nothing wrong. I'm like, all right, bitch, I'm trying to help
you. Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike.
No, but so I went to the dentist, and the dentist did like before and after picture. After they cleaned my teeth, I'm like, oh, my God, that's why the fuck my breath smelling. Gingivitis. And from there on, huh?
Gingivitis.
Not gingivitis, just my
eating
teeth
too
was
many
dirty.
Pussy.
It was fucking, it was like white to brown. Sometimes you don't know, so it's okay to tell somebody. If your friend has bad breath, listen, motherfucker, your breath stink. Go get your teeth cleaned. A lot of people don't get their teeth cleaned.
Hey, Mike, I told you your fart smells. You still farting?
Yeah, I can help.
Oh, yeah. That's temporary. He's the worst when it comes to farting.
That's not temporary, Gary. Every time I pick him up at the airport, fucker farts all the time.
I got to stop eating dairies. That's why I don't fuck with dairy. But if I eat pancakes, it's in it. And I love pancakes.
Yeah, right.
So.
Yeah.
You can get Birchbender's pancakes. Get that brand.
Oh, God. That's a diet pancake?
I'm trying to help you from... Farting. I know you like pancakes, bro.
Is that frozen from the store?
No, it's not frozen. You make it. Like, you just add water, but it's Birch Benders.
Yeah, so just whatever. Yeah, you should
help you.
You should have told that girl her pussy stunk, man. I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah, we're disappointed in you, Gary.
Well, that was 20-some years ago. Hopefully somebody did.
Hey, I hope so.
Hopefully she grew up.
She's not dead by now.
Do you remember her name? I can DM her.
No, I don't.
You sure, Gary?
Mm-mm.
You seem like you have good memory.
Not that one.
Oh, my God.
It still makes the hair still on my arm.
Yeah, you still remember it, huh?
Never will forget that as long as I live.
I'm telling you, I hope you run into her. If you run into her...
I'll never run into her.
I guarantee you, Gary, she's going to know you performing somewhere. She's going to come and see your show. She'll be like, hey, you remember me? The girl that you had left for the dentist appointment? You're like, oh, this stink pussy bitch. I meant to tell you your pussy was stink. Please tell her if you run into her.
What year was this, Gary?
It doesn't matter. It's a long time
ago. We matters.
I said it earlier, so we just got to run the tape.
1999. Nah, it's
not. Don't get him in trouble. 96. He's good.
1996.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's been a minute. It was fun. I mean, we talked about everything.
Well, yeah. You guys end your show with a bang.
It's a great show, Mike.
Mike, it's fun. All right.
The fucking stink pussy shit. I'm disappointed.
We have to end the show with a stinking pussy. How could you end a show with a stinking pussy?
It's a good topic.
Can one of y'all twerk on this guy, man? Please.
No,
come on.
Come on, Gary.
Come on, man.
Don't you fucking dare
twerk. He's married and
Gary,
you don't want to get killed tonight.
Your wife will never even know about this podcast anyway.
As that guy's fucking phone's out.
Man, well, yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, Gary.
No, thanks for having me, Mike.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, guy.
Thanks Chinese best friend.
Chinese best friend.
Telling thank us you. About
thank you, guy. I really didn't know his name. Thank you, guy.
Gary has the best stories. We would like to have you again soon, Gary.
You can follow Gary on his IGs. It's Gary Owen, no S.
Right.
Gary Owen.
Comedy.
Oh, it's comedy.
Gary Owen, the guy will not give it up.
Huh? For real?
Won't give it up.
He just
stole
your name.
Doesn't ever post. He just has.
He just took your name. He wanted to buy it.
Well, he had it before. Yeah, he doesn't even respond. It's like radio.
Do you want to buy from? Will you buy from him, or you don't even give a fuck anymore?
I would buy it.
How many followers does he have, Gary?
18.
Exactly.
Oh, he's probably from
same thing happened to me on Twitter when I first got my Twitter. Somebody took my name, and this guy was making money off my name because I wasn't on Twitter. And then when I got on Twitter, I was like, "Yo, can I have my name?" This guy was a better me than I was.
He posts your videos and everything?
Doing everything I did on talking like me on Twitter. And I'm like, yo, can I be myself, please, sir?
Wow.
Can I have my identity back? He's like, no, he's making money back then. So Eventually, I sent my witty pedicure to like Twitter, and they took it from Instagram? They gave my name back. Yeah.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Well, hopefully you get your
Instagram. Sent to a Michael Blackson. Right? Michael Blackson took it, but I had got Instagram somehow to get my name.
Whoa.
I'm gonna have my guy make some phone calls, man.
I'll help you, Gary. It's probably some guy from China or something.
Hmm.
We'll pay him $18.
What Asian are you? Filipino, right?
Filipino, Chinese.
Let's check him.
Who's your bodyguard,
Gary? Can I ask the last question?
Yeah.
What's your question?
What you got going on? Next. What's next? New projects going on that we should know?
Nothing.
Yeah, it's
nothing.
COVID. Ain't shit.
It's COVID time. It's a perfect time to create and put stuff together.
We all got stuff coming out. I don't like to talk about anything until I get a release date.
So
the
true.
The first film I ever did was called Held Up with Jamie Foxx. And I swear it took 2.5-3 years for that motherfucker to come out. Because it got Any Given Sunday right after it. So they held our movie till Any Given Sunday came out. And then they wanted to make sure they got the heat off that movie. Mm. Right? So literally, I'm telling all my friends back home, I got dinner movie, man. Jamie Foxx, I'm in the fucking movie. I come back home a year later. Man, when the fuck is that movie coming out? I was like, it's in Germany, man. They released it early. I come back the next Christmas. Motherfucker, you ain't do no movie. I was like, why did they fucking release this goddamn movie? Everybody thought I was a liar for like 2 years.
How about the one where, what's his name?
Michael Jai White.
Yeah.
That just came out in September. So I had a movie on Netflix that came out in September called Welcome to Sudden
Death. Is it still there or is it done?
No, it just came out. I think we got the 4 on Netflix. I didn't realize how big Michael is overseas. Like, it's one thing. He's like the Black Jackie Chan in Europe and the Asian countries.
For real?
Oh, wow. I didn't realize until I did the movie with him. And then we were supposed to do a big press tour, and then COVID hit. Mm. And I was like, but the funny thing about the movie, Mike said none of his movies ever made the Black Film Festival. Was it the Miami Black Film Festival?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Ours did, and COVID hit, and we couldn't go. He goes, ain't that a bitch? I finally put you in a movie with me, and we get accepted to the Miami Black Film Festival. And he told Universal, he said, I got the guy that he wants to play his sidekick. He goes, he'll bring in the black audience. And then they go, who? And they start naming off all these black comedians. He goes, Gary Owen. They're like this, huh? And then when he got accepted to Black Film Festival, I was like, told you. You're welcome. And then COVID hit.
Hey, Gary, let me tell you one story that's real funny. It's true. Today, I was listening to your reality show, and then my girlfriend was cooking food, and then she goes, oh, the comedian's funny. Who is the black comedian? I go, no, he's Gary Owen. Here, I'll show you. He's like, oh, I swear to God, he sounds like black man.
Thank you.
All right, we'll end
that's
the show
compliment.
With that. Thank you.
You're funny, though, Gary.
No, thank
Let's
you.
Let's put it together for Gary.
Gary Owen Comedy, that's his Instagram. Chinese Best Friend, that's his Instagram. Yeah. Carolina Catalina, what's your Instagram?
Carolina Catalina.
What's your OnlyFans?
No, oh, baby. Sorry. I'm a real actress, let me tell you.
She's
okay?
A wedder girl. She's a wedder girl.
I have a career, so give I protect
Kiki,
that.
Kiki,
Carolina Catalino on Instagram.
Telemundo.
Give Kiki.
Mine's Kiki Diablo, KEKE.Diablo.
Diablo. Right.
Thank you all for joining us on No Filter. I'm Michael Blackson. Thank you. See you next time, motherfucker. Chinese Best Friend. No Filter, Michael Blackson is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe, rate, comment, and share wherever you listen to podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox